HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello. These are the top news for the day.
The government is prepared to discuss its management of COVID-19 in the upcoming monsoon session of Parliament. It is the key demand of the opposition parties. A senior minister said the government is confident of replying to all questions of the opposition related to COVID-19. The government also has a busy legislative agenda. They include 6 ordinances, 9 pending bills and at least 15 new bills. The government wants the smooth functioning of both houses to enable the passage of key bills. It is also prepared for a stormy session. The Directorate of Revenue and Intelligence has busted a luxury car smuggling racket involving the misuse of diplomatic privileges. It arrested 3 persons, including Nupin Miglani, a senior executive of Gurugram-based luxury car dealership, Big Boy Toys. DRI said the accused imported around 20 luxury cars over the past 5 years in the name of diplomats. They then sold them, evading duty of at least 25 crore. A Dubai-based man is behind the racket, but he is yet to be caught, DRI added. This man has been involved in customs rackets in the past and probed by DRI earlier. India is expected to see a massive rush in the demand for both major COVID-19 vaccines starting as early as the middle of next week of July. 2 significant groups of people will become eligible for their second dose almost simultaneously. The number could be as high as 10 million doses in the week starting July 21st. The expected jump in demand comes at a time when the states and the center have been locked in a war of words over the supply of doses. Several states have said in recent days that they are facing a severe scarcity of doses. Some said they have been forced to close down some vaccination centers. A group of lenders led by the State Bank of India has recovered 792 crore more in the Kingfisher Airlines case. This came by selling shares handed over by the Enforcement Directorate, the Financial Investigation Agency said in a statement. The ED said in June that around 800 crore was expected to be realized by this consortium in the case from the sale of shares in United Breweries Limited attached by the agency. The lenders had earlier recovered 7,181.5 crore from liquidating assets and expect to make a total of 9,041.5 crore by selling assets attached by the ED under anti-money laundering provisions. India will be out to defend its unbeaten record, 12-0, at World Cups against Pakistan. The 2 arch-rivals are again placed in the same group for the upcoming T20 World Cup in the UAE. The ICC announced the groupings for the Super 12 phase. Group 2 will comprise India, Pakistan, New Zealand, Afghanistan and 2 more teams from round 1 of the tournament that begins on October 17. Bangladesh looks good to win the 5th Group 2 spot. The last one is likely to go to one of Sri Lanka or Ireland after their round 1 fixtures.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.